For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. With primary season winding down, focus turns to November's midterms. One Missouri candidate believes the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court played a role in her primary victory. How much the battle over abortion rights affects who wins is determined by a lot of factors. Currently, only 31% of state legislators are women, and most squeeze campaigning around their regular jobs.
I've got like 4 amazing employees, but I am the one running the day-to-day.
Missouri small bakery owner Kristen Radiker Schaefer is a 7th Congressional District Democrat on the fall ballot in Deep Red, Missouri, a district that has not elected a Democrat in 62 years. Committed to overcoming stereotypes, the 34-year-old believes her age and approach may appeal to some voters.
I've received a lot of positive feedback from people that are not super politically engaged because they're just tired of the toxic environment of politics right now.
The ongoing loss of local journalism means more than 2 newspapers disappear each week. One Texas small-town publisher is looking for someone to continue her family's legacy. Yasmin Sadi has more.
Lori Eselbrown's family has run the local paper in Canadian, Texas for 75 years. Serving 2,400 residents, she became the editor, publisher, writer, and photographer of the Canadian Record when her father passed. Now ready to retire, she faces unexpected challenges in finding a successor.
Not enough people want to get into this profession, and maybe we need to do a better job of telling them what a great profession this is.
After months of unsuccessful efforts, including meeting with publishing groups, training younger journalists, and recruitment outreach, Brown still has hope. She's working with a local economic development group.
Every week I go through this thing where I think, what's going to happen if nobody's doing this? Every little thing about the newspaper that we do, what's going to happen if nobody does this?
I'm Yasmin Sadi.
Aging and transitions can take a serious toll. A recent study found that 45% of farmer and rancher suicides in the past 15 years were committed by people aged 65 and older. Compared to other occupations, this group has a higher rate of suicide. Here's Josie Ridolfi at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
They maybe have recently retired from farming. Perhaps they're not entirely sure what to do now.
The National Institute of Food and Agriculture has invested $25 million in a network to connect farmers and ranchers to mental health resources, says the program's Brent Elrod.
We've heard anecdotally for years in rural, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. That's all well and good, but you want to make sure that you're getting pulled up to a place where you're able to help somebody else.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.